Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Darcy Fluek, and this is the evening news. Emmanuel Macron at Rungis. Macron is presenting his trade-offs to allow farmers better prices for their production on the market, which should allow them to regain control of negotiations, especially with chain supermarkets. As a result, consumer prices could increase. The Prefecture of the Rhône has a new boss. As the prefect from the Provence-Alpes-Côte d'Azur, Stéphane Bouillon, replaces Henri-Michel Comey, who has been fired by the government. It's the price for failures in the Ahmed Kanachi case, the Tunisian who fatally stabbed two young girls in the forecourt of the St. Charles station. Kanachi had been arrested, but was released the day before the attack due to a request from the Rhône Prefecture asking that he be placed in a detention center. The epilogue of a high-tension trial, with 7 of the 9 anti-fascist militants accused of having attacked a police car in Paris in May 2012, convicted. One of the group, a 23-year-old student, was sentenced to 5 years in jail for breaking the car's windows before hitting one of the two officers sitting inside. A Swiss citizen was sentenced for 7 years for throwing a smoke bomb in the passenger compartment, triggering a significant fire. The firm response from Madrid to Barcelona. Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy spoke at midday to ask for clarification from the Catalan executive, Carles Puigdemont, who proclaimed independence yesterday, but immediately suspended further actions to reach out in dialogue with the central government. In response, Rajoy has asked for a clear answer, threatening sanctions if necessary. Scandal in Hollywood. The testimonies against Harvey Weinstein are overwhelming. Several actresses, including Angelina Jolie, Gwyneth Paltrow, and French stars Emma de Koun and Judith Godrèche, have accused the producer of sexual assault and rape. The actresses admitting to taking time to speak because their careers were only in the starting blocks at the time. The man behind Miramax Studios, often called the King of Hollywood, could face criminal prosecution. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Darcy Fluek for English Waves.